while ago, I read that keeping a diary can help you set and achieve your goals. Apparently, it can also help relieve stress, boost your memory, and inspire creativity. Well, these are all things I would like to do. So, I started a diary. I didn't continue the diary, though. Making time to write these things down, the things I want to talk about, it was just, I don't know, I didn't enjoy it. And that's what I want to talk about. Something I enjoy. Then I found out about audio erotica. Talk about enjoying something. You people make the most delicious noises. So I thought, why not record my diary and share it with everyone online? Now, it won't be a true diary. It won't be daily entries and it won't be about my general life. No, this is a very specific diary. For a very specific part of my life. It's, well, it's kind of a confessional, really. This is going to be where I can share openly and without shame that I have become a cum slut. It feels so fucking good to say that out loud. Cum slut, cum slut, cum slut. I am a slut for cum. Just saying it. What a relief. So here's the deal. I don't have the kind of people in my life that would understand. I have wonderful friends. I love my friends. But my friends are not the people I can talk to about discovering kink. And my mum? No, absolutely not. So, I have you. All of you. You're all now my confessional, my therapy group, my whatever you want to think of yourselves as. I'm going to record the stories of how I became a cum slut. You're going to listen to those stories. And maybe you'll all share in the joy of cum with me by also cumming, if you want. You don't have to. All I really need here is to talk about it. To free my mind of thinking about it, because I think about it so much. Just thinking about all the hot cum that I've taken on my tits, on my face. Fuck. Okay. Got distracted. Let me get started by telling you how this all started. Wait, hang on, no. Let me get started by telling you about what I was like before this all started. I should explain a little. I was a good girl. But that's the term people use, right? Which really is bullshit. Being a slut is not a bad thing. Enjoying cum is not a bad thing. But I used to think it was. And that's the point I'm trying to make. I used to think that I was a good girl. I only had sex with people that I was in committed relationships with, and I was never kinky. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't a prude. I sucked a dick. I took it from behind, sometimes. But, well, that was about it, really. That seemed like enough for me. And here's the big reveal. Are you ready? I was totally repulsed by cum. Yep. Me. The woman who was just proudly calling herself a cum slut. I was so grossed out by it. So grossed out. And the reality is, I don't know why. I had no real experience with it. All the men I had sex with used condoms. All of them. So I had this idea that it was gross, but I can't tell you why. And it came up. Of course it did. A boyfriend or two asked if they could come in my mouth. No. One guy. Oh, that poor guy. I was sucking his dick and he asked, well, he begged, really, to come on my face. No. I just could not imagine it, and I was not willing to try, no matter how much a guy begged. And that guy, he got a bit whiny about it, honestly. Let that be a lesson to you, fellas. Don't whine. No one will let you come on their face if you whine about it. And so that's how it was for me. Sex was simple. Sex was fine. Sex was nothing too adventurous, and sex was clean. I hadn't really thought about it like that until I just said that. But, yeah, sex was something that was clean. I would shower after sex. I would usually shower before, too. It wasn't an OCD thing. It was just a safety thing, really. At some point, I got it in my head that in order to prevent UTIs or whatever, I had to keep things pretty clean. And so I did. I kept things clean. Until that first time, obviously. That first time. I should explain a little. Or explain a little more. You know what I mean. The first thing you should know is that I was in a relationship the night I started my cum slut journey. The next thing you should know is that I did not start this journey with the man I was in a relationship with. So let me clear the air about that. Yes, I cheated. Yes, cheating is wrong. Yes, I felt guilty about it. I still feel a little guilty about it, honestly. And a lot of factors led to it all happening, and you can decide for yourself if I was justified or not, or you can just stop listening now. I get it. But I still need to talk about this, so I'm going to keep recording. My boyfriend at the time, we'd been dating for 6 months. Things were serious, but not serious, you know. No talk of moving in together or anything like that. But I did have a toothbrush at his place, and he at mine. It was that kind of serious, but not serious. And things were fine between us, which was the problem. Things were just fine. There was a connection, kind of, but there was no... thrill is the wrong word. There was no motivation. There were no aspirations. The point that I'm trying to make is that our relationship felt like it had already run its course in 6 months. Like we had already done everything we were going to do, and we could either just keep doing that, or one of us could end it and find something else. But ending it for no reason felt wrong, I guess. For me, anyway. It felt like I would be ending it because I was getting bored, and that just felt wrong. In hindsight, I understand that feeling bored meant that I wasn't having my needs fulfilled. The things we learn in therapy, right? But at the time, I was frustrated, and I didn't know how to express it or what to do about it. And, of course, there was Adam. No, Adam is not his real name. It's just my little joke for myself because he was the first man in my life as a cum slut. Cum slut. Cum slut. Cum slut. Cum slut. Sorry. It's still fun for me to just say it. So, Adam. Adam was a guy at work. He was my work crush. I'd been working with Adam for a year and a half, and everything about him thrilled me. But at our job, having a relationship with a co-worker is a bad idea. Things can get very messy very quickly. So while I had a crush on Adam, I never once acted on it. Not while I was single, and certainly not after I started dating my boyfriend. And let me be very, very clear here. When I say that I never acted on it, I mean I didn't even flirt. Not a hint of a flirt. If I spoke to Adam, it was 100% business, which maybe made my crush worse, really. Because then I would hear about Adam from other co-workers. Guys at work talking about how they went to great concerts, Adam among them, and I found myself wishing I was at the concert with Adam. That sort of thing. But I kept it all clean. No flirting with Adam. And he didn't flirt with me either. But every so often, he'd walk by my office and I'd think, if only for a moment, I would think, what if he just came in here, right now, and locked the door behind him? What then? And that's how it was, until I got the email that changed everything. The email sent to everyone in our office, announcing that there would be a going away party for Adam on Friday night, as he was transferring to another office in another state. I won't tell you that I spent the entire week thinking about it, because the truth is that I didn't. I spent most of the week thinking about my work. But every so often, Adam would walk by my office, and I'd think, he's never going to just come in here and lock the door behind him. It's never going to happen. Then I would think about how much I wished it would happen, and I'd realise that I never felt that way about my boyfriend, and I'd get really, really sad. Because I knew that I needed to break up with my boyfriend, but I couldn't think of the reason why, other than I knew it felt like it was time. That's how the whole week went, right up until Friday night and Adam's going away party. It was at a bar a lot of us would go to after hours, usually to celebrate the start or the end of something big at work. Adam was a valued member of the team, and he would be missed, and his leaving was absolutely the end of something big. It felt like the right place to go. And, as it turned out, it was the start of something big for me. The party was fun. There was a room downstairs from the main bar that could be used for private functions, so that's where we were. We all drank a little, talked a bit, and laughed a lot. It was a great time. As people began to empty out, a handful of us went upstairs to the main bar to continue the fun. At that point, I hadn't seen Adam and assumed he had called it a night. No chance for one last daydream for me. Oh well. I was halfway through my fourth rum and coke when I felt the urge to break the seal. As I made my way through the crowd to the bathroom, I began to realise how tipsy I was. Not drunk. I could walk in a straight line, but I wasn't about to see if I could drive in a straight line. Definitely tipsy, and definitely at the point when going home was the right call. I finished up in the bathroom and was heading back to the bar to settle my tab, which is when I bumped into Adam. Literally. My head was down, looking in my purse for my phone, and I walked right into him. He apologised to me. Just goes to show how sweet of a guy he is. I walk into him and he apologised. He said he needed to use the bathroom, but he wanted to talk to me. I asked if he wanted to meet back at the bar. He said he'd had enough to drink and asked if maybe we couldn't take a walk to clear our heads a little. I quickly imagined following him into the bathroom and locking the door behind me. What then? But I agreed to take a walk with him. So we met outside, we started walking, and we started talking. I won't bore you with all the details, so I'll skip right to the important bit. Adam, it turned out, had a crush on me, too. He confessed to me that he often heard from our co-workers about me, and that I seemed like the kind of woman he'd like to spend more time with. But he knew it could be a problem at work, so he never acted on it. And now he was moving to another state. Maybe it was the frustration with him admitting the same unrequited crush that I had. Maybe it was the 3.5 rum and cokes. Maybe it was the romantic night walk in the city. But I looked him in the eyes and said, Adam, can we go to your place and fuck? And while his eyes went wide, his head nodded yes vigorously. We got a cab. We went to his place. Honestly, even now it feels like a blur. At the time, it all happened so, so quickly. We were barely through the door to his apartment before we were trying to take each other's shirts off while sucking each other's tongues. It was all so primal. It was so thrilling. I wish I could tell you every single detail, because it would mean I remember every single detail. And sadly, I do not. Maybe because of the runaway lust, but probably because of the booze. My memory is a bit hazy. But here's what I do remember. I remember his dick. It was so nice. Not huge or anything. It just had this nice, gentle curve to it. It felt so good in my hand. It felt even better in my pussy. I remember his dick entering my pussy for the first time. Our clothes were barely off. Some of his may have still been on. I flopped back under his bed and spread my legs, and he slid right in. Seriously, he was a really good size. And I was already super turned on. I remember sucking his dick. I remember it because he had already started fucking me a bit, and I didn't actually want him to stop, but I thought, in my tipsy, lust-haze-filled brain, that I was supposed to suck his dick before we fucked, because that's how things work. So I got off the bed and started sucking his cock. At first, he didn't understand, like he thought maybe I didn't want to fuck after all. But soon his hands were in my hair, and he was gently guiding my head up and down his cock. Fuck. That was a good cock. I probably would have kept sucking it too, only I had already felt how good it felt inside me and wanted that feeling back. I crawled back up onto the bed and laid down. Adam got between my legs and slid that marvellous dick of his right back into me, as easy as before. And what he did next, I remember very, very well. Adam reached under my legs and pulled my knees up over his shoulders, allowing him to plunge that hot cock as deep as he possibly could into my cunt. My eyes probably rolled back into my head a little. Even if they didn't, let's just say they did. Because, fuck, did that feel amazing. He proceeded to give me the best deep dicking I have ever, ever had. To this day. And I've had plenty more dicks since then. I am a cum slut after all. But to this day, that was the best deep fuck I have ever had. That man knew how to give it deep without being too hard or too slow. I felt every fucking inch of that dick in my pussy, and it was magnificent. And the thing I remember clearest of all was when Adam told me he was going to come. He was grunting, and I was saying, fuck me, almost non-stop. His balls were slapping against me with every thrust. Everything was hot and messy, and I was totally lost in the moment. So when he started talking, I thought he asked me if I was ready to come, if I had had my fill. I thought he was, I don't know, being nice. Like, maybe he was concerned that he was digging me too deep. Seriously, I was lost in the moment, so I said no, because I wanted that dick to keep fucking me and I wanted to come on it. Which is when Adam pulled out and came all over my stomach, rope after rope of his hot, sticky cum spurt out of his cock and splattered all over my stomach. He came so fucking much. I kind of couldn't believe it. I also couldn't believe that he was coming all over me. And I fucking loved it. He was kneeling in front of me, holding his cock as the last of his cum dribbled out into the sheets. And the next thing I know, I was just feeling it. Feeling the warmth of that cum on my stomach. That warmth radiating into my skin. It felt electric. It felt incredible. I was so, so confused. Why did I enjoy this so much? And why did it even happen? So I asked Adam why he came all over me. And nice guy that he was, he apologized. A lot. When I convinced him that I wasn't mad, that I was just confused, he explained. When we were fucking, he didn't ask me if I had had my fill. He said he was ready to come, and he asked me if I was on the pill. When I said no, he pulled out on instinct. I began laughing at the ridiculousness of it all. I was on the pill. But that misunderstanding led to the beginning of a whole new path for me. A path in which I would start to think more about my wants. And what I want is come.